and over again, the telephone won't stop ringing, and the people who are calling me want me to front for them and bust rhymes.
MC Front a Lot is not installed, so don't call.
800 Front for All.
Off the ball of wax to rock the rough tracks. Some tacks all up in the mix, so relax. I hacks to be together like a slash of rampage. MC Front a Lot.
You know they defy the rhythm of rights.
Some days I brag, some days I boast. To a 24/7 I front the most. Get defended, go away. Hey, now there ain't no need to be real.
Honking on the sample like a train and steel.
A second step in front of the post. 20/24/7, I front the most.
Gentlemen, welcome to 10 dozen minutes of good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 10 dozen minutes of Groundhog Day with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skull, and we got Jick on the line too.
I didn't know if you were repeating a la Groundhog Day or quining a la Gödel, Escher, Bach.
Huh. I've never read
reverse.
Gödel, Escher, Bach.
You what?
I've never read that, and it seems like something I should struggle to read and understand.
Yeah, I made it through the first half. But, you know, the chapter about quines, it talks about how, you know, the phrase is written on jars of mustard to keep them fresh, is written on jars of mustard to keep them fresh. So welcome to 10 dozen minutes of, welcome to 10 dozen minutes of, with Mr. Skullhead and Jick.
That's okay, dude. You can still have top billing, though.
Well, I was doing it backwards, see.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah, how you been, Mr. Skull? How haven't I been?
Yeah, geez. Finally saw, I had a movie day Sunday. That was a big deal for me, watching several movies in one day. But,
At a movie theaters?
No, at a Adams house. He has a lot of legitimately acquired films.
Did your head explode like a atom bomb?
It did. When I watched Jennifer's Body, which was really good, and you know, for what it was, and then
is that the one that's about Megan Fox and her boobs?
Yeah, it's about Megan Fox being an evil demon who talks like Diablo Cody, because she's in a
not
Diablo
like a
Cody
cross
movie.
Between Diablo, the Lord of Darkness, and Diablo Cody,
like Diablo the game and Ironized Cody.
I don't know who Iron Eyes Cody is.
He's the guy who shed a single tear because of the litter on the highway.
Oh.
And is actually
Sicilian.
That guy
who's pretending to be sad and an Indian.
Yeah.
And the sad Indian.
And so Jennifer's Body, which was good. Moon, which was quite good.
Oh, man. I loved the shit out of some Moon.
I had it mildly spoiled before I got into it.
Ah, that sucks.
But
yeah, I mean,
it's still good.
It's, you know, you get the sense.
Yeah, I don't think it really depends on a reveal so much as not. But yeah, and then Inglourious Basterds, which was fan-fucking-tastic.
Good, I'm glad you liked it. The Pretentious Artist just recently saw Inglourious Basterds for the first time.
Have you seen it?
You know, I think because I was expecting... Have I seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it in the theater. I actually went and watched it by myself. Like, I couldn't get anybody to, I couldn't get anybody, like, coordinated to actually go see it with me who wanted to see it. And so I did something that I rarely do. And
sitting alone in the back of the theater in a trench coat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I, perhaps it is because I was expecting it to sort of continue the trajectory of Tarantino's career arc in the way that I have come to expect, which is to say, Reservoir Dogs is awesome, Pulp Fiction is awesome, and everything else is either boring or terrible.
Right, right.
And it did not. I was very much a fan of it.
Excellent.
Tell me about Jennifer's Body, and tell me slowly.
Oh yeah. I don't know, like, the dialogue is a little bit over the top, I suppose. Like, some of the lines are clunk worse than even "this is one doodle that can't be undid" home skittle. So there are a couple of lines that just kind of fall dead, but I mean, in that school of, like, kind of comedic horror or horrifically funny stuff, it does really well in its genre.
So, like Scary Movie 4?
I was thinking more of, like, Idle Hands, maybe.
I've never seen that.
Like, I don't know, movies that are scary and also funny at times.
So, like,
Ghostbusters, only with the funny and scary quotient reversed.
Okay. So, like, The Cider House Rules?
Yeah, wait, what?
I've actually not seen The Cider House Rules. Is it about, like, gay sex or something?
Yeah.
But it's about, it's like Ghostbusters, but instead of horror, there's gay sex, and instead of humor, there's gay sex. Or am I thinking of something else?
I think you're thinking of Brokeback Mountain.
Or Nutbusters.
Or yeah. the Jick story.
The Jick story. Oh, you're implying that my story is a bunch of gay sex.
Kinda, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I get it. It's funny. Wolf V says, "How is everything going? Oh, and I just wanted to say the ball pit gets 3 thumbs up. Speaking of 3 thumbs up, I just got to the point in Deadwood where Al Swearengen has a prostitute stick her thumb up his ass.
Excellent.
Therapeutically.
That just makes me think of Bloodhound Gang.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I'm Siskel, yes, I'm Ebert, and you're getting 2 thumbs up.
Okay. 2 thumbs up at once, or 2 thumbs up, like, do you think 2 thumbs into the same orifice?
No, I figured it was just one in each.
So one in the nipple?
One in the nostril, for fuck's sake.
One in the nostril, one in the nipple?
Yeah.
Because that's how nipples work. Like, there's not, it's not that there's, like, a hole in each nipple that milk comes out of, it's that there's one giant hole in one nipple, right?
Yeah, the other one is just decorative.
I've never actually seen a woman's breasts. It's weird.
Maybe you saw one woman's breasts and they looked like that, and that's why you just have subconsciously, like, you've repressed that memory, but that's why you kind of run screaming away from naked women today.
Oh yeah, that could be. That could be. That is something I do a large portion of the time. I like, if I had a minute for every minute I've spent running away from naked women, I would have almost twice as much time as I have.
Are you quining again?
No.
It was really embarrassing going to the strip club with Jake, by the way, because he would just, like, go in, see a naked woman, run out screaming, and then just insist on going back in. I said, you
yeah,
know,
well, I wanted to know what happened next in either gaping anus porn, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, or Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. And I don't know if that's actually the individual episodes of the movie series that we're playing, but I wanted to add some detail. It makes the story ring truer, even if it isn't truer.
I feel like we saw at least, like, half of the first Lord of the Rings, half of Fellowship and half of Two Towers while we were in there. And then the next night it was, we watched, like, half of Sorcerer's Stone and half of Chamber of Secrets.
Okay. So it was, like, one tower, a sort of, like, what would you call half of a fellowship? Or, like, a gang?
Right. Or just,
but
you know,
gang seems like a camaraderie.
It's like the fellowship of the semicircle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go, sure. The fellowship of the first half of the movie, The Ring.
Right, so like 3.5 days?
Yeah. Cyber34 says, Scully, you won't have to wait too much longer to know if the ending to Lost is worth it. The first episode of the final season is airing today. Is that something that you were wondering, whether or not the ending to Lost is worth it? You're waiting for the whole series to be done before you decide whether to watch it or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Lord knows that Heroes has been better because of that approach. Like,
I kind of take that approach to everything, yeah. Which is why I'm really hoping that they'll be done with porn soon, because I'd really like to be able to start watching it. I've heard fantastic things about it.
There's not that much of it.
I doubt it. I wonder if there is enough time in one lifetime to watch all of the porn that has ever been committed to film.
I seriously doubt it.
I mean, if you did not take into account, like, you know, some dude beating off in front of his webcam as porn, like, you know, so you got to define porn, right? And to me, it's like anything I can jerk off to is porn. I do not consider a dude beating off in front of a webcam to be porn because the resolution is too low for me to beat off to it.
Right. You really have to see each individual sperm.
Well, it's less about the resolution, honestly, than the frame rate. You know, I need things to not just be like motion blurred.
Oh, I gotcha.
I mean, clearly they need to be motion blurred a little bit, but you don't get the same effect if you only get like 5 frames a second, right?
So like a bad stop motion video of, yeah.
Well, but see, that would be cool, I feel like, because then it would proceed in real time at the proper pace.
Uh-huh.
Right? You wouldn't want to do a stop motion film of, like, you know, a guy walking down the street if you just took 5 pictures a second of a guy walking down the street, right?
Uh-huh.
That would just be more like a flip book. Anyway, what were we talking about? Lost.
Yeah.
So did you do anything else other than watch those 3 movies?
Trying to think. That was such a big deal. It's like, damn, I finally get to watch these movies that I've been waiting and waiting to see. In the past week and stuff, and nope, nothing major. Anything on your end of things?
We worked on a lot of fucking item of the goddamn month stuff.
And it occurs to me that March as brainstormed is going to be as big or bigger.
Yeah, I know. I was joking today, sitting out with Riff, that I asked him if he was ready to start working on March's item of the month. I did get to make a little thing. I'm a little irritated by the sort of spoilage of new content.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think the guy who discovered it is also a little irritated with the spoilage of it. I think some of his clanmates decided to get a little smug and go out into the forums and talk about what they knowed. It was inevitable, though, with this much content, that some stuff was going to get spoiled, I think. But hopefully it has not been spoiled to the populace at large. There's a lot of shit to play with in this item of the month. And what's weird is that, like, the general consensus is that it is such a cool concept that even though it is orders of magnitude more content than many items of the month, it is still going to be something where people just demand more.
Uh-huh.
It's the kind of thing that is going to give everybody who plays with it their own ideas for what else it should do.
Right.
You know? Which, maybe we should never do anything cool. Maybe we should just do, like, shitty items of the month. Because we didn't get that with, like, the hand turkey. People weren't like, oh, man, you know what? You should make it do this and this and this and this and this. This item of the month is disappointing because it does not live up to the expectations which I'm making up.
Well, if you ask some people, all we've been doing is making shitty items of the month for a couple of years now.
Yeah, no, that's been our goal.
But these are just people who, so the people who like these items of the month are people who haven't been playing long enough to really appreciate the good old days.
Or alternatively, are idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was really hoping after I got back from the San Fran to take a day and just kind of be at my house and relax and not be working hard all day. And I think that day might have to be tomorrow. I think on the third day I may rest.
No one would fault you. Maybe. Just point me in the direction of March's item of the month before you do that.
Yep. Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'll try. I was thinking about maybe playing with my cat. I thought I might practice some of the piano. I'm trying to learn how to play that song from Amelie. That's in French, so I can't say the name of it. And it's simple, but it's like I can barely consistently play the left hand part with both hands. So I either need to get somebody who will hang out at my house every time I want to play this and play either the left hand or the right hand part for me, or I need to just I think they call it practice. Is that a thing? I've never really done it, so I don't know exactly how it works, but apparently you repeat something. I think four times maybe until, I don't know, like that seems like a lot of times to repeat something. But I think you do something four times, and then you know how to do it again.
Yeah,
I
forever.
Think that's how this practice works. I've also been trying to figure out how to get to Carnegie Hall. And Carnegie Mellon and Holland Oats.
I've been trying to get to Carnegie Mellon Camp Holland Oats.
I was going to make a joke about Daryl Hall's wife having big melons. But I don't know that Daryl Hall has ever been married to anything other than a dude.
Yeah.
I have no idea if Daryl Hall was gay.
Like, was he gay or was he just early 80s?
Yeah, I mean, there was a certain measure of effeminateness. Effemininity? What's the word for the property of being effeminate?
It's femininity. Femininity, I think.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right. That definitely sounds like the noun form of effeminate. I guess we could talk about Moon. Did you love it or did you love it?
I did indeed. It was.
I like me some that guy. Is that Sam Rockwell?
Sam Rockwell.
All right. I can never remember if Sam Rockwell is that guy or if Sam Rockwell is a name like, you know, like Powers Booth. Or who's that guy?
That's
not Stacy Keach,
right? Those names, you know, like, just sound completely made up.
Well, no. Speaking of names that sound completely made up, there were ads all over the subway for some book that looked like some Dan Brown ripoff, but it's apparently written by a guy named John Lescroart.
Wow.
Lescroart. Which just very much sounds like the kind of name that I would make up if I was making up a name. But I didn't make it up. At least I don't think so. You know, unless the solipsists are onto something, by which I mean unless I'm onto something when I consider what the solipsists may or may not be onto.
Right, right.
In which case, I've made up everything. You know, I had... This fucking sucked. I had a dream, again, wherein I figured out that I was dreaming, and tried to exert some control over the dream before I woke up. And all I managed to do was to turn some hot air balloons into pumpkins. And then I woke up.
Now, why did you want to do that?
God damn it. I don't know. Well, I was just like, oh, quick. I need to do something. I need to do something on purpose to see if I actually see it the way that I'm seeing the other things in the dream, or if I'm just, like, imagining this, right? Because I feel like I can tell the difference between this sky that is full of hot air balloons and, like, if I were just imagining a sky full of hot air balloons. Like, I know that something is going on that is actually, like, stimulating the visual centers in my brain in a way that my imagination does not precisely, right? So I'm like, why don't I try turning them into pumpkins and see if I see a pumpkin or if I'm just thinking about pumpkins? And they all turned into pumpkins with parachutes. So it's like, kind of... I don't know.
Well,
it's weird.
At least you were.
And I also don't know if I was exerting the control or if I was dreaming that I was trying to exert the control.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't figured that out about any of the times that I've done that.
Yeah. And it was also like right as I was being woken up by an alarm, so I feel like, you know, in real time it was a second or two, and in the dream it was a few seconds. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. So that's what I think about Moon.
Right.
No, I liked it. I thought that it was one of. I think somebody had written into Radio Bugbear asking what my most important sci-fi movie recommendation of 2009 would be, and I would definitely say Moon.
Most definitely. It was nice to see with Inglourious Basterds, though, that Tarantino figured out again how you do a long scene that's nothing but dialogue without it being boring and pointless.
Yeah.
There has to be some feeling of underlying menace. You know, like some shoe that's about to drop. And he does it a couple of times, like in the bar when they're having the rendezvous with the secret agent. And then, like, the opening segment, too. It's like, you know something's about to happen, so the dialogue just gets excruciating in expectation and just waiting for that shoe to drop. Whereas in Death Proof,
the whole movie was just, like, badasses out badassing each other.
Yeah.
Which is, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's the kind of movie that the ladies wouldn't care for. But for my money, there's nothing better.
Jess liked it quite a bit.
Oh, well, she's kind of a dude. I mean,
yeah, she married you. Kind of a lady.
That's no lady. That's my wife. And he's a dude. Extanstick said, hey guys, I just want to say how awesome the plastic balls were. Go Gadget motherfucking riff.
Yeah.
For that little idea. It was fun. It was effective at syncing a lot of equipment and wads. Yeah. And it was easy to implement. Like that was a win-win-win. Like a poo-poo-poo platter. The extra poo makes it extra delicious.
As in life.
Menendra says, just wanted to say thanks for listening to us diamonds about stuff like lead-ins and real-life time issues. Much appreciated. Yep. I still need to do the thing that I was planning on doing vis-a-vis lead-ins, because it is basically ready to go, and I feel like most people are fairly happy with it. One of these days, let's say... It kind of just fell by the wayside because we were working really hard on Nemesis stuff, and then got to working really hard on the item of the month. This item of the month just fucking spun out of control, and damn it, I it's too awesome. Not to set up expectations.
Yeah. The last time I said I was excited about an item of the month, everybody, when it rolled out, people were playing with it. I forget what it was, but they were playing with it, and then went, there has to be something else that we're just not getting here, because Scully was excited about this, and I can't imagine that he would have been excited about this pile of crap. It's like, sorry, I'm just easily excitable.
Yeah. I think you are fairly easily excitable. Did you cream your jeans a lot in high school? Because that's a hallmark of the easily excitable.
No, I don't think I ever got any cream on my jeans.
Yeah.
Any cream on my jeans.
I got cream in my jeans that one time at Denny's.
Yeah.
When I had the bright idea of taking some creamers with me to, like, throw them at cars on the freeway as we drove home. And I stuffed them into the front pocket of my jeans. And then when I got up from the table, my jeans tightened against me and broke open all of the containers of cream that just poured down my crotch and pant leg.
See, I remember more you getting ketchup all over your face at Denny's.
Yeah, that, you know, that was because I was sitting in the fucking non-smoking section. And fuck that bullshit. The fuck is up with that? Oh man, one of the guys that I used to go to Denny's with all the time, I was up in Prescott, a few weeks ago. And I saw him for the first time in like 10 years. And then like a week later, I got an invitation to his wedding. So I'm thinking about going to that and seeing if I can see all of those dudes that I used to hang out with that I haven't seen in 10 years. Yeah. This is a fun story for the public, I'm telling you.
So what happened
the thing
at
is
the
it
Denny's?
Took place, it took place like a few feet from the story that you were telling.
Right, right. So,
it's irrelevant.
Yeah, but relevant by physical proximity. I didn't think that you picked up the ketchup and shook it because you were being twitchy. I thought you picked it up because you were going to put some ketchup on your fries and you thought for some reason that you needed to shake the ketchup before you did so.
And I always shake the ketchup.
So you shook the ketchup and it just sprayed like a line of ketchup across your face and the dude sitting next to you and the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, why did I even do that?
I mean, I do always shake ketchup.
Why do you shake
I don't know why. I mean,
settle.
I hardly ever eat ketchup. I think I shake everything because I feel like shaking it distributes the poison more thoroughly, and it makes it less likely, and you know, that all of the poison in the entire bottle of ketchup will make it into the dose of ketchup that I administer to my French fries.
Oh, I get you, yeah.
I mean, because I really do secretly believe, to some extent or another, that everything that I'm about to eat is poisoned.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why that is. I mean, I don't. There's nothing that leads me to believe that I am a more likely target for assassination than anybody else. You know, especially when I was a kid. I mean, now I'm kind of cool, I guess. So somebody could be jealous of how cool I was, or maybe somebody thinks I'm a big phony.
Is Hot Stuff still testing all of your food for you before you eat it?
Yeah. Now he stopped. When he stopped eating, he stopped being able to do that for me. So
oh, yeah.
it's been really awkward. I carry a mouse around now. But I'm worried that somebody will devise a poison that will kill me, but not a mouse. Like perhaps a poison that only kills creatures that are stirring.
Oh.
And that would be a thing. Man, what if somebody gave me a poison that would only kill creatures that are stirring, knowing that I am stirring everything that is put in front of me to evenly distribute the poison? Wouldn't that be a twist of irony?
That would be a simple twist of fate.
They'd have to figure out some way to let me know that that's what was going on right as I lay dying, so that I would be like, ah, hoist by my own fucking petard.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Well, you know, unless the poison made it so that I was unable to speak. Or if Agent Smith in The Matrix made it so that I was unable to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to watch the first Matrix again, because it's been years and years since I saw it, I think of the later Matrix movies, and I think, ah, The Matrix, that's terrible. But then I remember, you know, the first one was not bad.
Right.
But Moon, man, Moon was good.
It was.
And,
it was indeed.
You know, the premise for that is not particularly far-fetched. Because, like, that's a real thing, and it really does exist in quantity in the Moon.
Uh-huh.
So, like... Yeah, I don't know, man. there's speculation that, like, if we actually were to achieve like cold fusion reasonably, and if mankind was given a limitless supply of energy that was basically free, that we would just more or less immediately destroy ourselves with it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. It depends on whether you can make it into bombs, I guess. Guns and butter. If I had an infinite supply of butter, I might eat so much butter that I exploded. Or I might go to Paris with a girl who is much younger than me and reenact scenes from that Marlon Brando movie until I exploded. But it would be because I ate a bomb in my pan au chocolat that I had for breakfast. I don't think he was actually known to have a pan au chocolat for breakfast over the course of that movie, but I have to imagine that it probably happened off camera at some point. Because sure. That's the thing that you apparently have to do when you're in Paris, is you have to have a pan au chocolat. And I'm not a big fan of I'm not a fan au chocolat, that you might say.
Right.
If you weren't particularly... concerned with saying things that were funny or made sense.
Usually the pain au chocolat is dark chocolate, of which I am a fan.
Yeah? I mean, I feel like I just don't really want a croissant with chocolate in it, or like bread with chocolate in it, right? Like, I would rather just have some chocolate and then like some Doritos.
How about like Doritos wrapped around pieces of chocolate?
Well, I don't even think that would be very good.
With bacon wrapped around it.
So if I'm eating bread that's stuffed with something, I want it to be stuffed with bacon. Or you know, ham or cheese.
Right.
Or, you know, I can imagine some other things. Like, I can imagine, like, bread that was stuffed with sauerkraut. Like, maybe that would be good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a delicious...
Like, if you took a jelly donut and you replaced the donut with, like, just a loaf of Wonder Bread,
uh-huh.
Like, I don't think that would be good, you know? It's like a chocolate sandwich that's sort of hard to eat as a chocolate sandwich.
It turns out pretty delicious, though, when done properly.
Eh, says you, buddy. Says you.
There's also a delicious bread that our grocery store sells it's like a... They call it chop block bread, so you get like a pile of kind of chopped up bread with salami and provolone melted in and around and over it. It's like a gooey ball of bread and cheese and meat. Kind of like an abstract.
That sounds great, except for the bread. You know, I would say that I'm not a bread fan, but like, you know, I love me some. Oh man, we went to the Lee's sandwiches and got that sandwich I wouldn't shut up about. We went to the one in San Francisco, and it was like better.
Whoa, man!
It's crazy, man. And I think we talked about it actually. All right, but after the fact, yeah, travel, man. Travel never changes.
So you're home now. It.
Home, yep.
You're gonna stay there until Orlando.
Yep. I believe I am. I think that I would be remiss in my duties to my own survival if I attempted to go anywhere in between now and then that required me getting on an airplane or even in a car.
Right.
Although I've been getting in a car to go to work. I rode my bike to work today though. Still got it. That's by which I mean crazy. The ability to ride that far without like getting super tired.
How many miles is that again?
Like it several, is seven right? and a half one way.
That's a lot of miles.
Yeah, it's like a 30 or 40 minute ride on the. It used to be a lot longer until I got a bike that was actually big enough for me, and then it made it so I went half again as fast as before. But that was I had to put on real shoes and ride a bike, and I even twisted my pant leg up in a way that made me look especially stylish.
I'm looking forward to when it gets warm enough out that I can get into biking again.
Are you going to bike around with your baby?
Yeah, I'm going to get one of the little trailers. Tow his little baby ass around.
I feel like we've had this exact conversation before, but you think one of those trailers instead of like a car seat that goes on the back of the bike, which I guess would not be a car seat.
Yeah, it's another one of those things that was fine when we were kids, but you just can't even buy anymore now because it will instantly kill anybody who touches it.
Really? How is that more likely to kill your kid than a trailer with like its own axle that you're towing behind a bike?
It seems
like so much more likely to. Like, there's nothing. If you've got your kid in a seat on the back of your bike, there's nothing that can happen that will hurt your kid that won't also hurt you. But I feel like that's not the case at all. Unless the trailer's like got a fucking roll bars on top and stuff, do they?
Kinda. Yeah.
Are they designed so you could just like throw them down a hill with a kid in them and the kid would be okay?
Probably.
You should try it. That sounds like it'd be fun.
It's at least like if you crashed your bike into a tree, say, the kid's gonna be sitting in a harness in a thing, in a cushion, it'd be alright. If you had to lay your bike down, then presumably the trailer wouldn't lay down as well.
Okay.
I don't know.
I guess I can see that, but when's the last time you laid your bike down?
I don't know. Right after I tied my kangaroo down.
Oh, sport. That guy's still alive and still making music. And apparently one of the things... So he recorded this song that was... It was a song kind of, I don't know what you call songs like this, but it was a song like The Rattlin' Bog or like There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly,
uh-huh.
You know, that keeps getting stuff added to it, and it's about the court of King Caractacus. all the ladies in the harem of the court of King Caractacus. And then on the men who put the powder on the noses of the ladies in the harem of the court of King Caractacus. Like, and when I found this on YouTube, I found a bunch of related videos that were just a bunch of different, like, 15-year-old girls doing little dances to the song, where they did, like, a different motion, you know, or, like, a different little move for every, you know, section of the song. And so the dance kept getting more and more elaborate.
Sounds like one of those things that happens at summer camp.
Yeah, and I don't know what the fuck. Like, why would that happen with modern 15-year-olds? Because this is a song from, like, the 50s or something.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, like, I don't know. It's always weird for me to find something that I'm like, oh, wow, this is this weird, obscure thing that I've never heard of, and then here's, you know, 1,000 people doing projects related to it. Although there weren't 1,000, there were probably only 2 or 3. And, I mean, it's weird how stuff... The whole idea of, like, a community on YouTube is super alien to me. Like, I cannot imagine thinking, oh, you know what I should do? I should post a video of me talking to somebody who posted a video as a response. I should do this in a place where everybody can see it. Like, what the fuck is that impulse?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't make a website. I mean, I guess I had a personal website, but I made an effort to make it funny, right? Like, if I would not have just posted, like, here are pictures of my vacation to Mexico. I was like, here are pictures of my vacation to Mexico with, like, a couple of funny sentences underneath each of them. Like, the kind of thing that would actually be of general interest to somebody who liked jokes, right? Like, because the vacation pictures themselves are of zero interest to anyone who isn't me or with me on that vacation, or maybe, like, my parents, right? And I don't understand. Like, could you imagine hanging out on YouTube?
No, because the commenters on YouTube are... I'm pretty sure that many of them are only a collection of cells rudimentarily firing.
Right, so, somehow, yeah. Somehow, like, the dumpster at the abortion clinic got access to YouTube.
Exactly. I wouldn't have put it...
That would explain why they're so pissed.
right.
And, you know, I mean, they like, hate Mexicans and Jews. Do you think that the hatred of Jews is something that is so fundamental to just, like, consciousness and reason that even a zygote hates Jews?
Especially a zygote. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Especially as I go?
Mm-hmm.
Do we all have to overcome the adversity of our zygotic anti-Semitism?
Yeah.
It's a good thing we've done so.
Yeah, I love Jews. Some of my best friends eat Jews.
Would you like to buy them jam? Because I would.
Yeah, but not wrapped in bread, apparently.
Saying I would like to buy them jam seems like... It sounds kind of like some incomprehensible Rasta phrase, like, what do you want to do here at this record store?
I would like to buy them jam.
Yeah. I would like to buy them jam.
I think it's one of those, I think it's actually a lyric from Send Me On My Way.
Yeah.
By which I mean Send Me On My Way.
Send Me On My Way. Semi-auto. Semi-sonic.
Semi-auto way? Man, this bowl of cottage cheese is kicking the shit out of me.
Oh, like you were thinking W-H-E-Y. I was thinking like semi-auto way, like a road.
Oh.
Like there's a lot of drive-bys on that road, and I can't figure out why. Remember drive-bys? Remember when, like, it was the 90s and everybody was all gangs?
Yeah, it's a good thing that's over with.
Yeah. I mean, like, we've solved all the racial tension problems in this country, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. We have a black president now.
Seriously?
Yeah, sorry.
When did that happen?
I don't know.
3 or 4 years
ago?
I've been encountering a lot of people recently who feel that Obama is not going to be able to manage to get reelected.
I worry, but it's not because of anything Obama's done. It's because, like, the Republican Party, when they got heinously defeated this round, I thought, and said, finally there's proof that this Republican scare the crap out of you and appeal to the things that you hate thing isn't working anymore. Like, they tried to scare us real bad, they tried to make us hate things real bad, and he still won, so whew, it's over. But apparently the Republican lesson from that was, we did not scare them hard enough. We did not make them angry enough. So, they, like, I feel like the lunatic fringe, these things that just sound ridiculous to my ears, are, it's getting more and more mainstream in a certain subset of the population.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's like the, you know, the notion that there's not a lot that he could have done inheriting the wreck that he inherited, right?
Right.
I mean, the number of things that he must have learned when he took office would just destroy a person, right? Like, it seems to me like taking the office of the President of the United States would probably be one of the most traumatic moments of a person's life. Like, I think it would just fundamentally change a person and their outlook. And no matter how good their intentions were going in, like, you just, you know, it's like, you know what, I'm going to end this stupid war. And then you get in there and it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, whatever secrets, I don't know, right?
Well, I should also think anything that a lot of the things that he intended to do, he found himself blocked because the Republican Party set him up as this guy is evil and trying to wreck America, and so set it up to where they have to disagree with everything he wants, even if what he wants is for the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they give him shit for not getting anything done.
Right.
So, a terrible catch-22, but the economy's turning around. If it continues to turn, then all of the, you know, forgive me, but all of the fucking dumbasses who are going, this recession is still here, even though Obama said he would fix it, so we need to vote a Republican back in office because, you know, the Democrats are the ones who got us into this mess in the first place. Maybe those fucking retards will go, oh, things are better now. It must be because of Obama.
Right. Yeah, well,
that's my
see,
political
I suppose.
Statement for the evening. Vote Republican, everyone.
Well, Grin and Grim suggests that the movie with the horror replaced with gay sex was Twilight. Madame Defarge says Cider House Rules is not about gay sex. Great book, read it.
It's about abortion.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it actually is.
Oh, but not gay abortion?
No. That, which is the only thing that's going to happen if we have gay marriage, just constant gay abortions. Well, oh, the yeah. Unwanted gay pregnancies.
Intellectual Panther says, should I ask Chloe out on a date? I don't know who you're talking about, but I feel like if Chloe is not a celebrity or like an anime character, then the answer to that is basically always yes. Or, like, if you're married, it might be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, is it ever a bad idea to ask a gal out on a date, Mr. Skullhead?
Depends on how you ask, but...
Or who you ask, I guess. I mean, I can imagine some gals that I wish I had never... I mean, I can remember some gals that I wish I had never asked out on the first date.
But,
You know the thing about hindsight, Mr. Skullhead?
No, I don't.
Fuck, I was hoping that you knew.
No, never heard of it.
Pet Rock Steve asked a while back if you've been enjoying other people's movie mashup ideas.
I have. There are people who are unclear on the concept who are just posting movie titles, which is kind of sad. Because you gotta post a little summary of the movie you're proposing, and then the title.
Uh-huh.
Like, what are some of the more recent ones? I will search for that hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag. You know what I did yesterday for the first time ever?
What's that?
I used Twitter to find out something about the world.
Wow.
I wanted to know how widespread the internet problem that we were having was, and like what was actually going on. So we had this weird problem yesterday, and this is part of the reason. Like, I think the item of the month is better for having had all day today to work on it, but it probably would have launched yesterday at Rollover if it had not been for a period of like 2 or 3 hours where we just could not use the internet at the office for any work purposes. We were getting horrible latency to the dev server. We were getting horrible latency to, you know, all of the KOL servers, basically. And slowly sort of figured out we were also getting horrible latency to, like, certain parts of the internet. So, like, Google was really slow. Kind of narrowed it down to everything in the data center here in Phoenix was really slow. And so Hot Stuff called them, and they had said that there was, like, apparently some construction company cut a fiber optic cable between Phoenix and L.A., and so routing was really slow and really unreliable, and it was like the internet, like, as a testament to its design, was still working, but it was just way too slow to work. Like, our tools had basically become non-interactive. We might as well have been trying to work by postal mail. I remember when a 1 or 2 second delay between things that were going on was par for the course.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so then it's weird that our data center is in downtown Phoenix, and in order to every keystroke that I enter into an SSH terminal in my office goes to Los Angeles and then back to Phoenix. And what is odd is that we had sort of conceived of the possibility of it actually going to Los Angeles and then back through the same piece of fiber.
Huh.
Because that's entirely, like, theoretically possible with the way the network is initially set up. So yeah, then the people at our data center figured out a way to, like, set up a temporary other route for Cox's stuff so that there would be less, like, problems, fewer problems, and finally started working again. But I wanted to know, so I just did a couple Twitter searches to see what was going on, and, like, found, you know, just a handful of people. It basically leading me to believe that the problem was essentially isolated to Cox Cable customers in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. I don't think had I not, like, gone to Twitter and talked to those guys last week, that I would have thought that the just, like, sort of waterfall of data that's constantly pouring out of people's Twitter accounts would have ever been useful for anything. You know, the idea that they make their money by selling access to that data, like, it never would have occurred to me that the sort of overall, like, drivel that's flying, like, it would be like, oh yeah, YouTube makes a fortune by making their entire database of comments available to, you know, the NSA, right? Although the NSA is probably interested in knowing that the moon landing was faked in a soundstage on Mars.
I hadn't heard that. This changes everything.
And probably also, like, the NSA is interested in exactly the way in which a 15-year-old girl decides to interpret in dance the actions of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caractacus.
I would guess so, yeah. Sure. Maybe. Huh. Weird says, see. Just so you know, the clawfoot bathtub in Spooky Raven has no claws. It's just 4 rounded nubs. Nubs. It's terrible.
Is he referring to us as nubs? Because his name is Noob.
Oh.
Do people still refer to noobs as nubs, or was that a short-lived meme?
I think it was a short-lived, as saying lived instead of lived.
Oh yeah? Is it short-lived?
I don't know. That's how I've always said it, but
I think I always thought from reading it that it was short-lived, but then it turns out that it's actually short-lived when you pronounce it.
Crazy going on.
Henry Fonda as Wyatt Earp trapped in an apartment building with ravenous zombies, my darling quarantine. That was RDFM's movie thing. Did you talk about any of those and I just wasn't paying attention, or did you not find any?
No, I looked at them. I was trying to remember what the last one that I did was. I liked my last one was a teenage boy in Sweden discovers that the girl he's been hanging out with is secretly the crew of the original moon mission. Let the right stuff in.
That's pretty good. Did you see Let the Right One In?
Yeah, I finally watched that a couple days ago. Fantastic.
Really? You liked it?
I did. I enjoyed it immensely.
Did you see the one with the good subtitles or the one with the horrible subtitles?
You know, I was wondering which one Netflix had, but I heard the good subtitles. The first time he meets the girl and he says, "Do you live here?" And she says, "Yeah, I live right here on the jungle gym."
Mm-hmm.
And in the shitty subtitle, she says, "Yes, I live here."
Yeah.
So I got the one with the good subtitles.
Okay, good. I watched it streaming on Netflix, and it was the one with the good subtitles. You can also tell at the crucial moment where in the good subtitles, a character says to another character, "Forgive me." And with the bad subtitles, he says, "Sorry."
Huh.
Which I feel like is those things, while expressing similar concepts, don't exactly have the same emotional weight.
Yeah, there's a difference in heft there.
Yeah.
Hefty. Vive la France. Beast of Blood says crocodile and shark familiars for underwater purposes. What about a porpoise familiar for underwater crocodiles and sharks? Crocodiles are usually on top of the water, though, aren't they?
I don't know. I imagine them that way because I only think about them in terms of fear of being eaten by them, and I'm not usually under the water.
Right.
I think crocodiles breathe air, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so do dolphins. The thing about the bathtub, by the way, Noob, is that it is a clawfoot bathtub in the same way that a cat has claw feet, which is to say not all the time. They spring out when the bathtub is attacking you.
Huh.
So which is why the feet, the nubs on the bathtub look exactly like cat feet.
I see.
From a certain point of view.
So a retractable clawfoot tub. That's actually kind of funny.
Right. And every time it reaches out to attack you, it says, "Snicked."
Mm-hmm.
Snicked. The champion asks if we believe in life after love. I kind of wish I knew some words to that. Song.
You know, I can feel something inside me say, "I really don't think you're strong enough to remember words to that song."
Possibly, is that how you feel?
Or possibly gay enough.
Is that what the thing inside of you says?
Yeah.
Imagine Q says, "Why aren't chat interactive items such as cream pie, wang, foam dart, etc. usable through the chat use command slash use item at target? Could you just add those items to the use command?" Doesn't that exist now? I guess it might only be on dev. Huh. So finding some bugs in some of the item of the month content. I wonder where CD Moyer is. I wonder if CD Moyer is around. I wonder if he's around to it. And if not, if I should give him one. RDFM says, "Here's the deal on Diatomaceous Earth." Oh, wait, I was saying that as though he was saying, "What is the deal with Diatomaceous Earth?" The diatom's little glassy shells are just the right size and shape to get caught between the overlapping plates of an insect's chitinous body armor, which causes rapid, deadly dehydration. Works well on cockroaches. How do I know this, he says? The benefits of a classical education. The benefits of being a classical guitarist. Because as a classical guitarist, your house is often full of antique guitars, which are a known favorite dish of the common cockroach.
Mm.
So you have to make sure that you spread diatomaceous earth around your house so that the cockroaches don't get into your house. If the cockroaches are already in your house, then you're kind of fucked because the diatomaceous earth just keeps them inside. And that was like a real problem with the moat, right? Because like let's say the invasion was coming from inside the castle.
Huh.
Now what the fuck are you going to do? They burned the drawbridge, you know?
Oh, see, I was going to say just lower the drawbridge, but you have me covered.
Yeah. You can't lower it because they burned it. With your siege engines, which was fucked up, man.
I've never heard of a siege engine.
A siege engine? You've only seen the land terrestrial engines.
Yep.
Are you? What do you think about the possibility of a break music?
We can have Ina Klein a break music, I think. We'll be back. We'll be back in approximately 17 minutes.
All right.
My heart, and now we'll never be world apart. Maybe in magazines, but you'll still be my star. And baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there, with you I'll always share. And because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'd always be a friend. Took an oath, I'ma stick it out till the end. But now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. And you can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, yeah, yeah, yeah. Under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, hey, yeah, yeah. Under my umbrella. Under my umbrella. These fancy things will never come in between. You're part of my entity, here for infinity. When the world has took its part, when the world has dealt its cards, if the hand is hard, together we'll mend your heart. Now because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'd always be a friend. Take an oath, I'ma stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. And you can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, hey, hey, hey. Under my umbrella. Ella, Ella, hey, hey. Under my umbrella. Under my umbrella. You can run into my arms. It's okay, don't be alarmed. Now come into me. There's no distance in between our love. So go let the rain pour. I'll be all you need and more. Shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'd always be a friend. Took an oath, I'ma stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. Well, you can stand under my umbrella. Oh no, it's raining. Oh baby, it's raining. Oh baby, come into me. Come into me. Oh, it's raining. Oh, baby, it's raining. Oh, come into me. Come into me.
Bitches ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Let's get the fuck out after you're done. And I hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tighter than motherfucking gangster beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton streets. Peep, that shit got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with the white bitch doing the
so short.
Now she's taking me to court.
It's real conversation for your ass.
I once had a bitch named Mandy May. I used to be up in them guts like every day. The pussy was the bomb, had a nigga on sprung. I was in love like a motherfucker licking the proton. The homies used to tell me that she wasn't no good, but I'm the maniac in black, Mr. Snoopy's world. So I figured niggas wouldn't trip with mine. Guess what got gaffled by one time.
I'm back in the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, now it's time to bail. I gets released on a hot sunny day. My nigga DLC and my homie Dr. Dre. Scooped in a coupe, Snoop, we got the news. Your girl was tricking while you was drinking the county blues. Ain't been out a second, already I got to do some motherfucking chin checking.
Up the block as we creep down the block. See my girl's house, Dre, past the clock. Kicking the dough and I look on the floor. It's my little cousin Daz and he's fucking my hoe. I uncocked my shit. I'm heartbroken, but I'm still looked.
Man, fuck that bitch.
3, 4.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck a dick. Get the fuck out. And I hops in my ride to make a quick run. I used to know a bitch named Eric Fright. I used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tired of them motherfucking gangsta beats. And we was balling on the motherfucking Compton streets. Beat that shit got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with the white bitch, doing the shit she do. Sucking on his dick just to get a buck or two. In the end, so she got meant nothing. And now she's suing cause the shit she be doing ain't shit.
Just getting angry in the streets.
She found herself short.
Now she's taking me.
That's some real conversation for your ass.
Just getting angry in the streets.
Around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. And by dust, you really wanna, but can't stand to see me walk out the door. I can't stand to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Well, thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, cause we don't know how. And hey, 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 hey. You think you got it. Oh, you think you got it, but got it, just don't get it till there's nothing at all. You get together, oh, we get together, but separate's always better when there's feelings involved. If what they say that nothing is forever. Oh, the what makes, the what makes, the what makes, the what makes love the exceptions. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, are we so in denial when we know we're not happy here? And hey, just a few seconds here. Now don't make me break it down for nothing. I wanna see you all on your all's baddest behavior. Love me some sugar. I am your neighbor. Shake it, shake it, shake it.
Baby, God,
that's what you're like.
and we're back.
Cool.
Did you really not enjoy that cover of Bitches Ain't Shit? Because I think
I really don't. Like, it's... Yeah.
That's probably so the only like, way like I'd
Dynamite,
enjoy it.
The Dynamite Hack cover of Boys in the Hood, right? That is something that I liked.
Uh-huh.
Right? So it's not like I am just averse to the, like, you know, off-genre cover of gangster rap as a phenomenon, but, like, that song is just fucking terrible. Like, the original is, like, I get it, you know, but, like, that song is, like, a self-parody of gangster rap, and I don't know, like, you know, it takes a lot for something to just be, like, pointlessly vulgar to the point that I feel like it is pointlessly vulgar.
Well, yeah, I feel that way about the song. That's why I think it's funny to hear it delivered in, like, Ben Folds troubadour mode.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess
real conversation for your ass. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, and that, you know, that the thing that, to me, makes Boys in the Hood good, the Dynamite Hack Boys in the Hood, is not the, oh, haha, these are white guys with guitars instead of black guys with guns, you know? It's like, it's that they kind of added something to the song by adding, like, a melody, and you know, and it's so, it's like, the song has to at least not be completely insufferable for me to like that, I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Different strokes for different folks. I really like that cover of Hey Ya, but Hey Ya is also just, I feel like it would be pretty difficult to do a cover of Hey Ya that was bad, because Hey Ya is just an amazing song.
So I feel like once he gets to the breakdown, the song kind of breaks down.
You think?
Yeah, just shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake it.
Hey, maybe you can explain this music terminology to me. I was reading the Wikipedia article about Hey Ya, and it talks about the chord progression involving a deceptive cadence.
Huh.
Do you know what a deceptive cadence is?
I do not.
I knew this girl named Cadence, who, you know, she used to lie and manipulate people to her own ends.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking maybe it was that, but then I was like, nah, she died before that song came out. I didn't really know a girl named Cadence who died.
So Cadence is okay, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. I mean, she's still deceptive.
Thank God.
But as an adult, that's you know, basically, you know, normal.
Now, deceptive cadence. I don't know. There is something about the beat to that song that makes it feel slightly off kilter.
Yeah, which it's not, right? It does not have a weird time signature, but I feel like they talk about a specific chord change being a deceptive cadence.
Huh.
And I want to know which one it is so that I can understand what that means with an example.
Yeah. Was there not a link to an explanation of what deceptive cadence means?
There is, but it's like a chord progression that goes in a direction that you don't expect it to, sort of, I think. You know, we got some Twitter messages. Maybe somebody knows. Okay. RDFM points out that we had to, I had to pronounce quarantine to rhyme with Clementine for that joke to work, and says, I cannot masturbate to this, or read it again. I got where you were going, right? And I just decided not to pronounce it incorrectly because I feel like the joke works anyway. Hmm. But maybe that is because I am reading it, right? Vox Nationis says, thank you on the scroll update. I just wasted a few the other day because I didn't notice I had clicked wrong and repeated. Well, that means that there are 100% more people who are happy about that change than I expected, because Zare asked for it, and I was like, you know, that would literally take like 30 seconds. So I'll just do it. Because, you know, I like to make Zare happy. Already often broke one of the fundamental rules of Twitter, but I'm going to read this anyway. Okay, how about this? Death row inmate finds a spiritual advisor and battles zombies while exacting street justice in his tiny southern town. Night of the Living Dead Man Walking Tall.
Yeah, that one works.
Yeah.
I think we had the green 8 Mile in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like a white rapper learns lessons about life from a magical black guy. Kind of thing.
I mean, isn't that really sort of the story of everyone's life? I mean, I know it's the story of my life, and so I might be biased, or I might have at least be experiencing some confirmation bias. But like, I feel like I am a white rapper, and my life was changed. I learned so much about life from a magical black man.
Was it Morgan Freeman or Will Smith?
Or I don't know the difference between those two things.
Okay. That's true.
Are not all black people the same person?
No, they just look alike.
Oh, weird. Okay. That explains why, like, all of the... every time I try to talk to him, he acts like he's never met me. I almost told that joke in a way that made it not make any sense. Grin Grim had written, you know, these Radio KO bits, I read this before, but you know, these Radio KO bits are a lot funnier when Jake and Mr. Skullhead are stoned. Should I donate a dime, or I mean a $10 bill? Do you feel like there would be any value in encouraging people to donate drugs to us?
Huh.
Because I feel like the drugs would be poisoned, but I think that about everything.
Right.
You know, I ate a product that was brought to the office, which is something that I rarely do.
Right.
Although, to be fair, I mostly chewed it up and then spit it out before I swallowed it.
Really?
Yeah, I did. So it was like our insurance coordinator guy brought this thing that was like, and it wasn't something that he had made himself. It was like this package, like a tin of like caramel with chocolate on top of it, and then sea salt on top of the chocolate. And I mean, you know, what I feel about sea salt on chocolate, like, I feel like I've been experiencing a lot of this lately. I've encountered a lot of like chocolate desserts with sea salt on them. Like, I feel like it is pointless to put sea salt on chocolate, because you're going to get a mouthful of it. You're going to like wait for the sea salt to dissolve so that you can taste the chocolate. And that's going to take, like, a second, and then it's going to be exactly like you were eating chocolate without some sea salt on it.
Right.
Like, I don't really feel... I do not feel like those experiences combine in an interesting way. Like, no. I just sort of feel like they don't combine at all. There are just two distinct stages that your tongue goes through when you put some chocolate that is literally covered with salt. Because it's not, like, salty chocolate. Like, I can imagine if you made chocolate with, like, salt in the mix, and it was actually, like, in solution in the chocolate, that would be something that tasted different than either salt or chocolate. But if you just coat chocolate with salt, you put it in your mouth, and you taste salt until the salt goes away, and then you taste chocolate.
Yeah, and all you have is the, like, lingering taste of the salt, if that.
Anger at the salt for wasting your time.
Yeah.
I ate a chunk of this, because I was like, oh, you know, that'll be like dark chocolate milk duds, and I took a piece without a lot of salt on it. And so I put a big chunk of it in my mouth, and I was like, ah, this is exactly like milk duds, which I also can't swallow if I fuck around and put like 10 of them in my mouth at once.
Right.
So I was just like, you know, it's a lot of work to swallow all of this caramel, and really nothing would happen if I just spit it out, you know? Like, I'm an adult, I can spit out caramel if I want to. So I did. I walked right up to the trash can, and I just spit a big, dripping brown wad of caramel that had been chewed on for a good long time into the trash can. And you know what? I felt great. And I still feel great.
So nothing bad happened to you at all?
No, nothing bad happened to me.
This changes even everything.
I didn't, like, get in trouble, you know? I could have... So like, you know, the notion of, like... I feel such a powerful wave of shame if I'm in a restaurant and like I am eating something and there's like a piece of bone or gristle in it that I cannot chew up and swallow and have to like get rid of it, you know?
Like spit into a napkin? Oh, it doesn't bother me at all.
Well, I mean, this happens. The places that I experience the shame are places that I feel out of place anyway. So like at a nice restaurant where there are cloth napkins, like you can't do that shit with a cloth. If there was another paper napkin, you know, if there was just, if I was eating at a taqueria with a big pile of paper napkins, wouldn't be a big deal. Although I still feel the need, I will usually spit it into a napkin and then like hide it in my pocket or something. Because I feel like the idea of inflicting on somebody else a view of something that has been in my mouth is like inconceivably rude.
But you show people pictures of my penis all the time.
that was a good counterexample. You're right. You know. I can't argue with you anymore. I have nothing more to say.
I'm a little too pleased with myself for that one.
Yeah, I know.
Gotta get over it.
Let's not start sucking each other's dicks just yet.
Give it a couple minutes at least.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like anybody who sent us drugs, since drugs are basically poison anyway, that's how they work.
Right.
This will be even more like poison than most stuff. Like, yeah, don't. You know, I hate to. There's probably people listening to the radio who have like sent cookies to the office, and they're going to be sad that I think the cookies were poison and didn't eat them.
If you didn't drink that the homebrew that people gave us at Con, you really missed out.
I still have it.
It was good.
And now that I know that you've had some, I trust it.
I went to the hospital for 24 hours and it was touch and go, but I'm fine now.
Oh, okay, good.
Good, it was kind of funny, like the bottle that I took from that six pack, I ended up not drinking while I was there because I got so hammered at the concert / gig that the next day I couldn't even stomach the thought of alcohol, so I left it in the apartment of the house, but Jess's parents grabbed it and took it home with them, so when we were there in January I got to have it. It was delicious. I recommend
it. Now that I'm remembering this, I think maybe I did drink one of them. Huh. I know that the bulk of them are still in the fridge at the office. It's hard to poison beer. It's also hard to poison berries.
It's not hard to poison the hood, though.
I bought some raspberries yesterday, and then when I went to eat them at lunch today, half of them were already rotten and moldy. I don't know what the fuck.
Sometimes they're that way in the store.
Yeah, they weren't, though. I looked. You know what, though? I've completely forgotten how to accentuate sentences, and accentuate's totally not the right word for that. I've also vocabulary laws. Mr. Skullhead, somebody stop me.
No, I'm enjoying where you're taking this. Go ahead.
I was at a barbecue Rad Tarded's house, the gal that we know from Comic-Con who writes for Emily the Strange.
Yeah.
And she had this big thing of blueberries, and I was like, I believe that I am a person who does not like blueberries, but I haven't tried a blueberry in a long time. I'm going to try one. And I had one, and it was just fucking delicious. And so I ate a whole bunch of them, and it didn't have the, like, gross taste that I remember associating with blueberries. And then I bought some blueberries at the grocery store here yesterday, and they were also just really fucking delicious. And they basically never have blueberries at the grocery store here. So I'm wondering if something happened with blueberries in the last few years, or, like, maybe the blueberries that we had when I was a kid. Like, I hear tell that, like, people who come from the East Coast to California are, like, astonished by the quality of the produce because it travels such smaller distances because you can basically grow everything in California.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, a lot of my formative culinary experiences took place in Arizona, where we get California produce basically the next day. Like, leads people from Arizona to not experience that when they get to California. I wonder if I just always had shitty blueberries when I was a kid, and then just never ate any while I was in Arizona. And maybe there's been like a week or two out of every year where blueberries are just fucking great and everywhere, and I've just been missing out. Or maybe my taste changed. I guess my dad liked blueberries, and I like cigars and whiskey and coffee and beer, which are things that back in the day I did not like, but my dad did.
Right.
Chicken livers. That's something I developed a taste for.
You know what's delicious that I'd never had in my entire life until a couple weeks ago? Brussels sprouts.
Huh? You had never had Brussels sprouts?
No. I found out, talking with my family about it, that my grandma. My dad's mom didn't like them, so he didn't have them very often growing up, so he didn't like them. So, like, to the extent that my mom wouldn't even serve them to us growing up, so all I heard about them were, these are these gross things that you don't have to eat, because we're awesome parents. But they're fucking delicious.
Yeah. I did not have them a lot as a kid, but I liked them. They're like little, they're like little fragrant mini cabbages, you know?
You cut them in half and fry them in some olive oil, put some salt and pepper on there. That is a delicious and grown-up treat.
You know what I discovered as a good appetizer, and I like this is not really the kind of thing that anybody ever does at home, I don't think, but we ate at a place a couple times that had an appetizer that was Brussels sprouts and calamari.
Mm-hmm.
And those went very well together.
Huh, I'll bet.
But, you know, you never cook calamari at home, right? I feel like calamari is exclusively the province of restaurant appetizers. You never see it as an entree. And I don't know, I mean, I guess it's got to be possible to cook calamari at home, right?
Sure. I've never seen it not fried, though.
Especially if you're Jamaican. Because calamari, man. Get it?
I feel like you're setting some kind of trap.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you're right. Grim Grim says, wholesome non-sexual things to put in the butt? Jesus. Invite Jesus to come into your butt.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Eloquent Rune asks if they're going to be a hookah accessory. That doesn't make sense as a hookah.
Yeah.
But I mean, there could be like a pair of boots accessory, or a belt, or perhaps some jewelry. No, what I was going to say is that a hookah doesn't seem to make any sense as an accessory. I could see it as an offhand item, or a two-handed weapon, or a campground furnishing.
Yeah, we don't have any ways to ingest tobacco in the game, though. We probably don't want to start.
We don't. Because there's no... I feel like you can take a puff off of a cigar butt and create a cloud of smoke at some point in the game.
That's possible.
And there are... Don't you get stoned a bunch of times during the level 12 quest?
Yeah, but that's only because you're breathing the smoke that the hippies are making in their glass sculptures.
Ah, so you did not create the smoke.
Right.
I see.
It's totally an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And it's totally not stoned. It's herbs.
Right. Yeah. Screw this. Let's go smoke some herbs. That's it. Off the bus, everybody.
Too hot for Comic-Con.
We can't have that kind of language here. For those of you who are not us and have not memorized every radio show from the last few years, so a naked Jew, you can do something else for a while. We had an incident at Comic-Con where our Choose Your Own Adventure book got yanked from the freebie table because of a concerned parent pointing out the line, screw this, let's go smoke some herbs. And so they felt that our product was not appropriate enough for children to sit next to the brochures about how you can go meet a porn star and maybe touch her boobs. Or the, yeah, fucking A, man. Fucking Comic-Con. And then I went down and did not help the situation at all. But then as soon as I stopped swearing at the guy, Hot Stuff convinced him to put it back on the table. So, it was... yeah. It was frustrating. It's frustrating when people who want power get it. You know? Like, it's frustrating when the asshole from high school becomes a cop.
Yeah.
And then you get all kinds of tickets. Ah, Jesus. So I found out that this guy who... I don't know that I would say that this guy is an asshole, but I will say that he is a guy who I don't really want to hang out with and who very much does not like me. He's the brother of a girl that I dated a long, long time ago. I found out that he became a cop and then got assigned to a division of the police department such that all he does... The only thing that he does for work is to go and, like, use a battering ram to break into people. He, like, leads the teams that, like, break into people's houses and arrest them.
Wow.
When they're evading arrest to that extent. And that is fucking terrifying. It is terrifying that, like, there are people whose personality is such that, like, oh, that sounds like a job that would fucking rule. And it is terrifying that they can have that job.
Right.
You know? And the idea, this is I think what the most terrifying thing is, the idea that that guy, at some point on his career arc, was in a position where he probably could have given me a speeding ticket.
Hmm.
Right? And then just beaten the shit out of me because he didn't like me.
That's one of the reasons I was glad I left Prescott. One of the worst. One of the worst bullies from junior high and the early part of high school became a cop.
Mm.
The other one became a kindergarten teacher.
Oh.
Which is kind of strange.
Did they get married and have a child who was a kindergarten cop?
Sadly, no. But yeah, one of the dudes who used to scare the shit out of me and, you know, spit on me and smack me around in junior high came up to me at a bar all drunk and bought me drinks and apologized when I was in college.
And which one was that?
Corey Ransauer.
Oh, yeah? Josh German did that to me. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. So then I said, Excellent. So what are you up to these days, Corey? And he said, I'm teaching kindergarten, man. Isn't that the shit?
That is, in fact, the shit.
And it was. It was.
The guy that I had that experience with was just like, I feel like he was like just smoking a lot of pot and raising his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was weird. You know, the one advantage that dudes like us have is that the guys that beat you up in high school and then become cops tend to do so in the town that they went to high school in, right? So, yeah. Like, we happy few who leave usually avoid that until we're home for Christmas and doing a lot of drunk driving. Which is no.
Nobody should do that.
Yeah. Don't go home for Christmas, Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't go home for Christmas, Jesus. There's nothing in that manger anymore. Because that's where Jesus lived.
But he would just go look in the manger? Wait, wouldn't he know that he wasn't in there anymore?
That doesn't make any sense. The manger was cool for a while after he was born, but then when he left, basically everyone and everything else left too.
Ah, yeah.
Like, he was literally the only thing going on in that manger. He was the only reason there was anything other than maybe, like, a goat or a cattle who was lowing. Mm-hmm. Does anything else low besides a cattle or a kine?
Cracker?
Yeah, okay. Be with you, girl, like being low?
Yeah.
The cattle are singing. The cattle are doing a cover of Cracker's Low. The poor baby wakes.
Of course he does, because the Virgin Mary is going, hey, 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 like being stoned.
No, wait, she's not one of the cattle. You secretly think of women as property, like livestock, don't you?
No, just the Virgin Mary.
You see women as nothing but a number of teats. and you know, a potential source of meat if things get really bad.
Actually, all virgins, I think of as cattle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't think of them as somebody that you can have sex with to cure your AIDS?
Is that how that works?
I keep some virgins around, yeah, in case I get AIDS.
Do you keep them behind a glass pane that says, in case of AIDS, break glass? Because I really hope you do.
Yeah, it's just the window to my dungeon.
Hmm.
I have to be able to get down there to feed them, though.
Yeah.
Man, so like a while back, I don't remember if I talked about this with you or on the Thursday show or at all, but I got this letter. It was like a Christmas letter to somebody who lived in my house like three owners ago. There was like this family, and it had this like, I don't know, this like jailbait 15-year-old girl as a member of the family, and a paragraph about how her dad is nervous because dudes want to fuck her.
Yeah.
And the other day I ended up, because we were gone for a long time, so then I picked it up and I took it into the trash, and then I threw it in the trash can. The picture was sitting on top of the trash can for a while, and then I had to throw away some plastic. So I like shoved the plastic in down in the trash, and I'm like, you know, I am doing to this picture of a 15-year-old girl what I have done to every 15-year-old girl that I have ever actually gotten a hold of, which is to just cover her face with plastic and press her into the garbage. And I got a laugh out of that. So I thought I'd repeat it, try to get a laugh out of it again. That's what I do. I just sit around trying to live moments that I can talk about on the radio that people will be entertained by which people will be entertained. Jesus is a Girl points out that in that Juggalo funeral there are hatchet men on the casket, right?
Right.
Hush says, why can't we have Christmas every week in real life?
I had a book when I was a kid called 7 Birthday Parties in a Row, and it just kind of told the story of a guy who wanted 7 birthday parties in a row, and he got them, and by, like, birthday party 3, he was all worn out and sick of it.
Yeah.
And that's what would happen. It wouldn't be special anymore. That's the reason why I only have sex, like, twice a year at most, because otherwise... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just not special.
But, well, only with the same person, right?
Yeah, no, I only have sex with one person, like, twice in a year.
Uh-oh.
So I have sex, like, every couple of days, but...
You know, there was this moment that a funny joke from the television program Friends, which you might be familiar with, where it was just an exchange that I thought was genuinely funny, where like Ross says to Joey, "You've had a lot of sex, right?" And Joey says, "What, like today? I mean, some. I wouldn't say a lot." And I thought that was funny. Do you think that was funny?
That's kind of funny.
You know, because it's like he said, "You've had a lot of sex," because he's trying to get advice about sex from somebody who has had a lot of sex. And your presumption is that he means you've had a lot of sex in your lifetime. And then Joey responds in a way that you know, violates your expectations to a certain extent, because he responds with you know, something that basically clues the audience into the fact that he has so much sex that he has had multiple sexes prior to that conversation, but the same day.
I'm glad you explained that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have thought it was funny at all. Now I think it's hilarious.
Good, yeah. No, I mean, I feel that's, you know, it's my job.
Yeah.
My job as an observer and reporter on human culture. Speaking of which, have you seen the movie Observe and Report?
No, I have neither observed it, nor shall I report on it.
Do you suspect that is a movie that you ever want to see?
Not really.
I think that for whatever reason, I consider that movie to be identical to Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Hmm.
They came out around the same time, and they're both about Seth Rogen.
One of them's about Kevin James, Jesse James, Kevin James, Jesse.
Jesse's girl.
Yeah.
Jesse Spano.
Hydro Spanner.
Sonic Screwdriver. Who had a sonic screwdriver?
Doctor Who.
Han Solo had a hydro spanner, and Doctor Who had a sonic screwdriver.
Yeah.
Man, what we should do is make a drink that is cherry limeade and vodka, and call it a sonic screwdriver. Somebody has to have done that, right? Because they cherry limeade is a specialty of the drive-in restaurant Sonic.
I'm sure that people make them at Sonic all the time.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Sonic here, I think, is almost exclusively staffed and patronized by Mormons. And they do not drink vodka unless they are Jack Mormons. And they do not drink Jack unless they are vodka Mormons.
What's a Jack Mormon?
A Jack Mormon? A Jack Mormon is like, a guy who says he's a Mormon, but he drinks coffee and only fucks one woman.
Oh, I get it. So,
I don't know. I mean, like, it, a Jack Mormon is the Mormon equivalent of like a lapsed Catholic.
Oh, gotcha.
In my, to my understanding, might be wrong. Chiquita Mosquito says, "You should consider advertising KOL by making a banner of the naughty sorcerer showing a lot of cleavage and saying, 'Play discreetly, my lord.'" Yeah. I think that even parodies of those ads are kind of over.
Yeah.
The Plants vs. Zombie one's pretty funny. I'm kind of looking forward to Plants vs. Zombies 2. Unless they pull a Bookworm Adventures 2 and just release the same fucking game again.
Is that how Bookworm Adventures played out?
Yeah. What I was really hoping for from that game, it did not deliver on it. And it is possible that I'm the only one who wants what I wanted out of Bookworm Adventures 2. Mm. Or out of Bookworm Adventures in the first place. I do, however, feel that I did not actually beat Bookworm Adventures 2, so maybe they undid what I felt was the biggest terrible design decision that they made, which was that once you've beaten the game, you can't play it anymore.
Hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. PopCap does their research, I think. Plants vs. Zombies, at least you could, they had a tremendous number of minigames. Man, that game was good. Did you ever play it?
No, I haven't.
It's totally, like, wait till it's on sale for a dollar on Steam.
Given my my habit of playing just the very bleeding edge of game technology, right now I'm playing Bioshock.
Oh, yeah?
It's really
How
good.
Are you liking it?
It's the rare first-person shooter that I'm playing until I get nauseated.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if I play a first-person shooter for more than maybe a half hour, I start getting, like, really seasick. Huh. So, usually I'm like, well, I better stop playing this or I'm going to be nauseated. And with Bioshock, I've been saying, you know what? It's worth it.
It's well, good. That's cool.
It's good stuff.
I enjoyed it. I found myself wishing that it had been maybe a little deeper. Have you gotten the camera yet?
No.
That is a mechanic that I think is well worth stealing. It's pretty cool. Hmm. You eventually get to the point where you can take pictures of enemies, and then the more of them and better pictures you take of them, the more like sort of bonuses specific to that enemy you get.
Hmm.
Like you fill up a little meter, and then once the meter is all the way full, you like sort of level up and you either get a new plasmid or get like a damage bonus against those enemies in the future or whatever. I thought it was just like a super ingenious way of adding content for people who wanted it without doing anything that was confusing. Because I'm not positive that you ever have to do anything with the camera to beat the game.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it's a pretty good game. It was like a spiritual successor to System Shock 2, and it didn't... Doing away with the inventory system made it a little weird. Like, the notion that there's all these, you know, like, bags of potato chips or whatever, and you can't save them to eat later.
Uh-huh.
Right? And that was, I think, entirely owing to it being a game that was developed simultaneously for consoles and PC. Right? Where you didn't want... I guess they don't want first-person shooters with inventory management with a console controller. Which I can understand, because I feel like that would probably suck. But I feel like that game suffered a little bit from that syndrome.
Hmm. I've not encountered that yet.
Yeah. No. But it's a very good game. And you know, if you didn't play System Shock 2 and you didn't have any expectations going in, most of this stuff you wouldn't even think about.
Yeah. Which, of course, I haven't. Games that came out in the past 8 or 9 years that didn't have Mario in them, haven't played a whole lot of.
Let's see. Man. I got CD Moyers around, so we can roll this item of the month biatch out. It's going to be pretty fun. I hope that people are excited, and I think that maybe they'll be...
No, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, no. Everybody's going to be like, fuck you, Jick, and fuck you, Mr. Skullhead, and fuck the horses that each of you rode in on, respectively.
We actually rode in on the same horse, though, so that's going to save some time.
Yeah. Blargergerg says, terrible news! I was half watching Fairly Odd Parents, half babysitting too, and they had a wizard prison called Abracatraz. You've been beaten to your own joke.
Oh.
Yeah. There's still Alacatraz, with Alakazam being another. Or a la peanut butter sandwiches, Catraz. Remember the guy with the a la peanut butter sandwiches?
Yeah, who is that dude?
He was the magician from Sesame Street.
Oh, right.
Who I am more familiar with from the books that I had when I was a kid than from watching Sesame Street. I don't actually remember seeing him very much.
Hmm.
I think there were a lot of like ancillary Sesame Street characters that showed up every few episodes.
Hmm.
Guy Smiley wasn't always there. Ziggy Zagnut says, hey guys, I love the ability to find out what a potion does before I quaff it. Spoilers? Heck no. It just saves me from opening the wiki and searching. Yeah, no, that was the thing that I felt like was probably going to make some dudes happy. But just dudes. Intellectual Panther says, why is there so much copy-paste around here? Nobody is an author anymore. Boredom. I don't know what you're talking about, Intellectual Panther. But I don't think I like your tone.
I don't think I like the cut of his jib.
Your ringtone, which is a deafening 3-second clip of Magic Carpet Ride by Three Dog Night. It's funny because Three Dog Night didn't do Magic Carpet Ride. That's why I don't like it.
You only like songs performed by Three Dog Night?
Well, I only like songs performed by their original artist. Demonstrated. I just, you know what? I listened to Mr. Fancy Pants a couple more times, and I'm like, you know what? This is pretty catchy. Like, I turned the corner on Mr. Fancy Pants, but I still don't like the Baby Got Back cover.
Hmm. Yeah, that's acceptable.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm glad I have your approval, because that's totally what I was asking for.
Yeah. No, it's okay that you don't like it. You just don't know how to listen to music. And
thanks. No. Good. Thanks. Cool. Good.
It is weird, though, that disconnect when I'm so into something. I go, wow, this is something that will be right up Jick's alley. And then I play it for you and you hate it.
Uh-huh.
Whoa. But I thought we were connecting, man.
Mr. Magnifico points out that his name is the Amazing Mumford.
Ah, right.
I think I just accidentally closed the tab I had open with Radio Bug Grandmasters. Istanbul says, why is it that Moxious Madrigal is 2 MP, but Power Ballad of the Aerosmith is 5 MP? Well, because of the level at which you get it is why. And you'd think that we would have, like, done the more useful one with higher cost, but we didn't, because I think that was something that was born out of a reordering of the skills during Ascension testing, maybe. Sure. Remember going through a lot of iterations to get to the set and order of skills that we've got now. Raijan Ely says, For April Fools, put in a tome of optimum pants wearing in the Bounty Hunter for 300 lucre, and have it summon nothing, because the optimum for wearing pants is, in fact, not wearing pants. Grimtooth says, how come we can't multi-use tubes of glittery mascara like Bengal Balm and Hairspray? Can you not? Can you not multi-use glittery mascara?
That might be something to fix.
I'm going to look into that. There might be a reason. There's probably not. I'm going to look into it right now. How about that? I'm going to go into the item spindler. I'm going to type mascara. Glittery mascara. So it doesn't do anything special at all. And it is multi-usable. So what the hell? What the hell? What in the hell is Grimtooth talking about? Parse says, there should be a skill called hair so I can hardcore permit. I think we can't have any skills that there are already musicals called them. It's really, if you wanted to exert some control over the game, you could think of a thing that we were likely to call a skill and then go make a musical of it.
Damn it, there goes my Guys and Dolls skill.
We can't have a skill called Band Geeks because of G-Minor 7's up-and-coming musical. Have you ever heard any of his musical theater stuff?
No, I've heard some of Brandon's jukebox stories that they did as musical theater. But I haven't heard any of G-Minor 7's. No.
I went to that thing where a bunch of people performed songs that he had written and I don't know how much lyrically he had to do with a lot of them, but they're all pretty good. And that's saying something. For me to say that musical theater is good,
yeah,
I either have to be having a really gay day or it has to be really good.
So which was it?
Do you ever have a Gay Day candy bar? It's like nuts on the outside, but it's also nuts on the inside.
Kind of salty.
Yeah, it's basically just a handful of peanuts. And then you have sex with a dude.
I see.
It's not a Gay Day if a girl eats it. Star of Thrones says, will there ever be functional replacements for the underworld equipment? I don't know. Probably not. Ernie R. says, is Richard in Hobopolis the same Richard as the one who owns the Star Key? Well, is the bailiff from Night Court the same guy as the drummer from the Beatles?
God, I hope so.
Historians, really, they don't know. And it's weird because the reason that historians don't know is that both of those guys are still alive, and so they are, by definition, outside the purview of historians.
Really?
Historians are actually not even allowed to be aware of any living person, including themselves, which is weird. Hmm. It makes it really difficult for them to write books. Somebody else basically has to write the byline for them.
I'm just going to let that trail off. I have nothing to add to that. That was beautiful. That was perfect.
Mixie pointed to a Wired.com Gadget Lab review of the Apple iPad, and it seems like it basically concluded the same things that I concluded from looking at the thing, which is that the keyboard is terrible, you know, has potential, but whatever.
The only convincing argument that I read for its existence is as a device for... like your grandma that keeps calling you for tech support.
Mm-hmm.
Like it has, it enables you to do a lot of things in a really simple way, and as long as you're not aware that there's all of these other things out there that you could be doing, or all these variables that you could be controlling, then it wouldn't bother you.
Right.
Too much. I just don't get why something that costs as much as a, say a low to middling end laptop, is that underpowered?
Yeah. I mean, it can do some things that laptops can't do, right?
Like what?
Well, I mean, I guess laptops with the right hardware can get 3G internet all over the place.
Sure.
You know, an acceptable touchscreen is costly and something that laptops don't usually come with.
True.
Right? It can run a bunch of software that already exists for like a sort of a closed off platform, which, you know, that philosophically is or is not what it is or is not, but like, you know, I can imagine a year or 2 years after the thing is released, the state of the world being such that I am compelled to pick one up.
I just have a feeling that the next gen of it is going to multitask and is going to have a camera on it.
I mean, the camera, I just don't care at all because, like...
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that, but I'm saying, you know, the things that people are criticizing now, a lot of them are going to be fixed in the next iteration of it, most likely.
Is Bizarro criticizing it for having too many cameras?
I think so.
Hey, it's 3 minutes until 8 o'clock. By my watch. It's not really a watch. It's more of a system tray clock from Windows.
Not on my watch. I was just saying some things are not going to happen on my watch.
Right.
Like the hands moving because the battery on my watch ran out a long time ago. But yeah, we can take off if you'd like.
Alrighty.
For great justice.
I think I'd like.
Alright, stay tuned for the item of the month launch, which is going to be terrible. We want your expectations to be low.
Yeah.
Kind of half-assed this one.
Tear into us in the forums. Say, you guys are assholes who don't work hard enough for us.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week.